The EDGE-CALIFA Survey, The Role of Spiral Arms and Bars in Driving Central Molecular Gas Concentrations, by CUAU et al. Shocks and torques produced by non-axisymmetric structures such as spiral arms and bars may transport gas to galaxy central regions. We test this hypothesis by studying the dependence of concentration of CO luminosity CCO, molecular gas COMOL, and star formation rate CSFR in central approximately 2 kpc on the strength of non-axisymmetric disk structure using a sample of 57 disk galaxies selected from the EDGE-CALIFA survey. COMOL is calculated using a CO to H2 conversion factor that decreases with higher metallicity and higher stellar surface density. We find that COMOL is systematically 0.22 dex lower than CCO. We confirm that high COMOL and strong non-axisymmetric disk structure are more common in barred galaxies than in unbarred galaxies. However, we find that spiral arms also increase COMOL. We show that there is a good correlation between COMOL and the strength of non-axisymmetric structure, which can be due to a bar, spiral arms, or both. This suggests that the stronger the bars and spirals, the more efficient the galaxy is at transporting cold gas to its center. Despite the small subsample size, COMOL of the four SAFETs are not significantly reduced compared to inactive galaxies of similar disk structure, implying that the AGN feedback in SAFETs may not notably affect the molecular gas distribution in the central approximately 2 kpc. We find that CSFR tightly correlates with COMOL in both unbarred and barred galaxies. Likewise, elevated CSFR is found in galaxies with strong disk structure. Our results suggest that the disk structure, either spirals or bars, can transport gas to the central regions, with higher inflow rates corresponding to stronger structure, and consequently boost central star formation. Both spirals and bars play, therefore, an essential role in the secular evolution of disk galaxies. This was the EDGE-CALIFA survey, The Role of Spiral Arms and Bars in Driving Central Molecular Gas Concentrations, by CUAU et al.